Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're returning with our wine review with a very, very tasty, uniquely blend of Sangiovese and Syrah. It is called a Rocca della Mazzi Sia. So I probably broke that up kind of bad, but let's hear what they say about it.
Rocca delle Mazzi Sia.
It's a Rocca della Mazzi Sia. So that's Sia. I kind of messed that up, but it's a Rocca della Mazzi Sia. I just love saying that. Every time I speak another language, I just roll with it. Rocca della Mazzi Sia. But it's from the Toscana. It's one of the Toscana wines. And you know how I love Sangiovese because of that bitterness of that really sour cherries, and I just love that. And the tannins is like really heavy, and I really have these with like any type of tomato based type foods. And this is my opportunity because I'm having a kind of dinner with some stew type tomatoes and spices and everything in it. But this is the key. The key is what we had is a little bit of that Syrah, you know, and that Syrah gives you more aromatic smells. It gives you a lot of flavor. So when you have a little more flavor, it busts that cherry and blueberries out, whereby the Sangiovese is really kind of sour, you know, tannins and high acidity. So it matches those tomatoes that I was talking about. But what I really wanted was to try the Syrah. And, you know, and again, those black olives and those Syrah kind of, you get sometimes, I barely get the olives. I think I kind of get the olive taste and smells when I'm getting Syrah from Europe. But I'm not getting a lot of that when I get to like my California Syrahs. So when I saw this blend, I was like, whoa, I gotta have this. Gotta have it, and matching with the food that I had. So I really, really wanted to try this. I just opened it up too, so I didn't even start doing anything. I said, hey, look, let me open it up, let it breathe for a minute. And before I even match it with the food, I said, I'll take a, you know, whiff and do the review with it. So let's sniff this out. I'm trying to get that aroma to pop up and come out as soon as I swirl it for another 10 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. You can smell that. Oh, the cherries. Yeah. It's, you got, I don't want to say olives. I don't want to say olive because they said olives. But you get that kind of earthy smell to that. And I think that Sangiovese is probably higher than what the Syrah is. But I got that smell in there, and it's really good. It's like a, and yeah. And, you know, not as much spiciness. You don't smell that spiciness. You don't smell the herbs as much. But I'm probably getting like the black olive. Not as a green, fresh green olive smell on that. But that's what I'm getting. Let's try it now. Let me get a sip of this. So now the flavor turned around and you're getting the Syrah. You're not getting that sourness of the cherries. You're getting some the tannins is, the tannins is pretty good. And it's a little drier too. So it's already saying drink some more. You know, that dryness gets you to say drink some more. But it's really tasty. The berry taste in here, I'm not sure if we're really getting a lot of the, it's like sweet raspberry blueberries taste. Really good. Not too peppery either. So I was expecting to get a little more peppery on the end, but it's slight. It's like a slight pepper, you know, not the black pepper, but if that mixture of kind of like a little heat, but it's so dry that you can probably drink this all the way through. So I anticipate this will be gone either tonight or tomorrow. But this is very, very good. I love this taste is really good. I mean, I'm gonna hit it again. Tannins is like really good. It's not really too heavy. It's smooth, it's fruity. I don't really get the green olives. I'm getting some good herbal type taste in here too. But it's so fruitful. You don't get a lot of fruit like that on Sangiovese's. So I'm glad it had that Syrah in there. So very good blend, very good blend. So Loca de la Machi, that's this Cecilia. Loca de la Machi Cecilia, Toscana. Look, give you a good look on that. So my price point was like $12. They got it between 12 and 16. So that's where you'll probably be able to find it. They have a lot of 12s that's out, but I wanted to get it a little younger. So I found a 13 right next to it. So if I buy another one, I know I can get that 13 and it'll last a little bit longer. Very good wine. You know, I've been chasing certain ones earlier that was okay. This is a go buy with a great price point and great, great flavors. So I really love this. So hope you get a chance to buy it. Hope you get a chance to try it. But the Sangiovese Syrah, what is it again? It's the Rocca della Machi Sicilia. So try it out. Let me know. Please leave notes. YouTube, Bougie Black Brother, as well as Urban Wine Life with me, Michael Carr. Thanks a lot, and I hope to see you next week on our next review.